Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
This is the Libiamo, one of the famous duets from Verdi's La Traviata.
Viviamo negli eti codici che la bellezza rifiora.
It's basically a drinking song where the chorus rejoices, let's enjoy the wine and the singing, the beautiful night and the laughter. And why not? Tonight at Oberon in Cambridge, opera lovers can embrace the spirit of Verdi's celebration while toasting with actual spirits at the first ever Boston area I Am Opera Party. And here to tell us more is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair and Radio Boston's own opera aficionado. He joins us for this week's Artery segment, where we talk to artists, curators, and critics about what's exciting them in the local art scene. Hello, Graham.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, just tell us, what is the I Am Opera Party?
It's a party that's bringing together the showcase of essentially the full range of opera in Boston, from student productions to the fringe and emerging professional on up to the biggest professional companies we have.
I understand that it's being modeled after a similar event that was held in New York City last year. So what inspired the first iteration of the I Am Opera Party?
Right after City Opera went under last year, New York City Opera, of course, that was devastating news for the opera community. And there was this groundswell of opera fans and opera lovers that came up to showcase all the positive things that were still happening in the community, and the smaller companies coming together. And there was an event in New York last year that was a showcase in the spirit of positivity in the wake of, you know, such an artistic tragedy as losing City Opera. So this pulls a little bit from that. We're not, you know, recoiling directly from any tragedy as serious as City Opera, but it is about taking a moment to recognize all the positive things that are happening in the industry and bringing this wide range of opera companies together at one time.
Well, Graham, let's hear another selection that will be performed tonight in the I Am Opera Party going on here. This is Bella Figlia dell'Amore by Verdi from Rigoletto, of course, performed here by the inimitable Luciano Pavarotti and the London Symphony Orchestra.
Bella Figlia dell'Amore, schiavo son dei vezzi tuoi. Donde sole tu fai le mie pene consolar.
Now I should say that it'll be performed tonight not by Pavarotti but by the great performers from Boston Lyric Opera, and we'd expect heavy hitters like the BLO and Odyssey Opera to be at this party at Oberon tonight, but what are some of the companies we might not know about?
There's 13 companies in total that are going to be there, and I think that's really what makes this special. So we've got the academic producers, New England Conservatory, Boston Conservatory, Boston University Opera Institute, but also the emerging professional and fringe companies. Guerrilla Opera is one that's going to be there, Juventas New Music Ensemble. There are several of these that might not be known outside of, say, the inner circle opera conoscenti.
I think you just opened my eyes to the fact that there's Guerrilla Opera.
Oh, yeah. They're a fantastic company. They're devoted entirely to new works created for them. So it's all chamber opera. And similarly, Juventas New Music Ensemble, again, devoted to new music. They do one opera a year. All of the music they do is written by composers under 35. So Wow. Not only is it new, but it's by very young composers.
Wow, so a real diversity in the Boston opera scene. Is that going to be reflected in the kinds of works that will be performed tonight?
Absolutely. So, you know, like we said before, there's going to be things like Rigoletto and Traviata, but we're also going to have some of these works that were just written in the last couple years, works that you might not have, even the opera insiders might not have heard of before. And then there's going to be some options in between where, say, there's a historical work, Der Vampir, year that Opera Hub just did a new adaptation of. So they created an original libretto. The music is historical, but the text is entirely new.
Well, many of these pieces are so new that we don't even have recordings of them just yet. But one of the pieces that we do have a recording of is by Eric Korngold.
Right. So this is from the opera Die Tote Stadt, and the song is Mein Sehnen, Mein Weinen, otherwise known as Pierrot's Tanzlied. And it's sung here by Hermann Prey.
Mein Sehnen, mein Weinen, es träumt dich zurück im Tanze.
If only people could see your expression right now. You're swooning. It is a beautiful piece of music.
That music does it to me, and Hermann Prey always... I'm a big fan.
We should also say that tonight it's going to be performed by Odyssey Opera.
That's right. Odyssey Opera tonight. Tom Melioranza, big fan of his as well.
Well, Graham, we've been talking so much about opera that it kind of took me off guard when I found out that the woman behind the Boston event tonight, Julia Nulin-Marat, is actually not an opera singer or director, but a set designer and producer who's actually worked with all the companies involved.
That's right. This is Julia's brainchild. This project is not attached to one company. Often you'll find that among the artists as well as the administrators and production staff that they focus on one company or a small group of companies. And she's worked with a range, which I think has been tremendous in creating an event like this.
Well, we talked to her recently, and Julia explained how she was able to do that, to get the entire Boston opera community on board for the event.
It kind of became like a domino effect because, you know, once companies started signing on, everybody else started emailing and saying, oh, me too, I want to join, I want to be a part of this party. Actually, everybody in town signed on, and that's amazing to me. What is really interesting, too, is not all the audiences attend all the companies, so it's also a way for different audiences to come together and see what's out there.
So, Graham, why is that? You would think that opera lovers would want to get exposure to as many of the different types of companies in town as there are, but why isn't there more crossover?
Well, you know, there's such a diversity of scene, it's almost a full-time job to keep track of it, so I'm sure awareness is part of it. There's also a common habit of being drawn to what's familiar. So once you get into one niche, one groove, it's hard to vary from that. So I think this will just be an opportunity where you can go to support the company that you know and love and stumble across really what is essentially the entire breadth of what Boston Opera has to offer.
So what do you really hope will come out of the event then?
Well, you know, because it's not organized by a company, it doesn't have, say, that same drive to produce results the way that an official program might. But what I hope is that we'll break down some of the silos that exist between, say, the academic world, the fringe world, and the large-scale professional world, and that there'll at least be a higher level of appreciation for what these other companies are doing. You know, when you're familiar with one, you can learn to appreciate the others.
And Graham, it sounds like there is a lot to appreciate in the Boston opera scene.
I think so.
Well, Graham Wright is the founder and host of Opus Affair, an arts salon in Boston, and now expanded to Miami as well.
That's right. We have a chapter in Miami now as of May. It officially launched down there.
Well, congratulations on that, Graham, and thank you as always.
My pleasure.
And let's go out with the Champagne Aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni. Tonight, it'll be performed by students of Boston University's Opera Institute at the I Am Opera Party at Oberon in Cambridge. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Imogene Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.